Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Greetings, and welcome to Tando Radio Show. This is Brother Rock. Brother Dave was indisposed at pretty much the last moment, so he hit me up and I told him I would definitely introduce the show for Brother Davis today. Today is Wise Wednesday. Thanks for joining us today. This is Wednesday, the 18th of April, 2018. Like Gus says, so I have been told. This is going to be a great, great show with Brother Davis today. It's entitled The Veil of Untruth. And before we do introduce Brother Davis and bring him on, I'm going to go through what's in the news and just take care of our daily duties. Please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You know, Scotty's created this platform for us to be able to communicate and commune with one another and build and help each other to learn and continue to grow in our understanding of the system and work together towards solving it. So please support Black Talk Radio Network. You can donate at Black Talk Radio Network's website, as well as joining BTR Community. BTR Community is a black social media space created by us and for us, in which you will not be data mined. You don't have to worry about your information being sold. You don't have to worry about exposing yourself in any way that would leave you open to any negative scrutiny from your employer or from anybody else, the alphabet boys or just regular people who might follow and decide to harass you for your thoughts and ideas about the things we need to do as a group, as a people, to solve this problem and create a system of justice. So $24 a year, which breaks down to $2 a month. I think a lot of us waste more than that every day. I think that it's something that we should do. You do have the opportunity at this time to join the platform free for 1 month, for 30 days. You can get to check out the platform, see how it works, interact with the people that are on there. A lot of the radio show hosts are on there as well. And once you do get a feel for the site, you have an option at the end of the 30-day free period to then purchase a subscription for 1 year. And that's exactly why it is a closed platform. We do not ask for any sort of assistance from the government. We do not ask for any sort of assistance from corporations. We do not have advertising from corporations. So the people who support it is us. And even now, they've been talking about potentially making a pay platform version of Facebook so that people can be more secure. I mean, now that they done stole, what, a billion people's information. So ultimately, you know, reach our community. You don't have to worry about that. It's a platform for us, by us, thanks to Scotty Reed. And I appreciate him for that. So please join BTR community. Now, so we're going to actually enter into what's in the news today. Dave posted quite a few articles. I posted some as well. So we're going to get into it. And today, the first article that Dave posted is from Bloomberg, and it's entitled "The Collapse of Public Pension Funds is No Longer a Distant Prospect." So the introduction states, warning about looming public pension disasters have regularly cropped up since the 1950s, pointing to problems 25 years or more down the line. To politicians and union leaders, the troubles were someone else's predicament. Then crisis fatigue set in as the big problem remained down the road. So what they're saying is they already knew that people's pensions were going to be compromised since at least, which I think they knew earlier than that, at least the 1950s. And they did what the colonizers always do. They just keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. And then now that it's at a point where things are critical and the 25 years or however long that they set for the trajectory of this has hit the fan, now there's going to be this this panic situation. I know a few months ago we were talking about different states that were bankrupt and literally robbing people of their pensions. I'm talking about even state workers, firefighters, you know, police officers. I think it was Illinois was one of the states we discussed where that was happening, where they were just taking people's pension and telling them they had nothing for them. So, I mean, the whole idea of trying to do something to protect yourself financially can't be expressed with any more importance than that. Dave always talks about acquiring precious metals so that you can freeze your energy, the energy that you put out into these different corporations and plantations that we work for. Instead of just dissipating it with debt notes that we call cash, you can convert that into precious metals, in which that will freeze your energy, and it will allow you to pass that financial energy on to your descendants. And if they learn how to use it properly, it is something that can benefit your descendants in perpetuity once you let them understand the importance of precious metals. So I think this particular article really alludes to the fact that that is something we should be working on. Once you look at the economy and where it's headed, the global war paradigm, global nuclear war one, Brother Dave said it, I think Thomas coined the term cyber war number one. We're moving in that direction. So really we need to get on top of these things because they can, you know, flip the switch, the proverbial switch at any time, and things can go from, you know, seemingly normal to, like Dave says, really, really crazy, and people get feral in no time flat. So I would just implore folks to just think about that and just do the best that you can from where you are. You don't have to go out and try and buy, you know, a whole bunch of silver, but get something, because if something hits the fan, at least you have some means of protecting yourself. Like we've talked about before, for an ounce of gold in Venezuela, you can get a house and you can actually get food. For an ounce of silver, you were able to get about 4 months worth of food. This was just last year, towards the summer of last year, that was the case. So I'm sure you can probably get a lot more now since the economy has collapsed further in Venezuela at this time. So, you know, you can always do so at Prosperity Mint. That is the company that Dave works with. And if you do wish to purchase precious metals there, please reach out to them before you make your purchase. You can also touch base with Dave at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Again, that's wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, the word pack, P-A-C-K, and the number 1 at gmail.com. There's just some information that you would need to get before making the purchase. So in order to make sure that everything is done in the proper form and fashion, please touch base with Dave or touch base with the people at Prosperity Mint and let them know that Dave put you through to them in order to facilitate getting those precious metals, if that's what you're interested in. I just wanted to toss that out there. So the next article, that we have here is also from Reuters, and Dave posted but this one is entitled Trump's CIA Chief in Secret Meeting with North Korean Leader. U.S. Secretary of State nominee and CIA Director Mike Pompeo made a secret visit to North Korea over the Easter weekend and met with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to discuss a planned summit with the U.S. President Donald Trump, U.S. officials said on Tuesday. Now, we don't know what the details of the meeting is at this time. I'll just say to read the article to get deeper insight, but I would just say it's been my opinion, and when I first posted about Kim Jong-un a week to two weeks ago, about him talking about denuclearizing, I said if he does so, he is signing his death warrant. They're not going to allow him the opportunity to do that again. So once he lets them know that his nuclear ambitions have been successfully neutralized, that sets the time clock ticking on his existence. We already know, if you just, matter of fact, one of the best books to read just to see the deep, deadly machinations of the U.S. Global paradigm, and this is not new. Just check out The Judas Factor, The Plot to Kill Malcolm X by Carl Evans, and that's Carl with a K. Evans is E-V-A-N-Z-Z. It's one of the best books, probably the best book written about what actually happened to him. If you wanted more insight into not just his assassination, but the death of Shea, the death of Patrice Lumumba, the over 360 attempts on Fidel Castro's life, and many other people, you definitely want to read that text. It'll give you further insight. So yes, with Trump's CIA chief meeting with the North Korean leader, this will potentially set the precedent for them to actually denuclearize. I hope he's smart enough to not do that. But like Dave said, you know, they could also use this as a premise to facilitate bombing North Korea and getting the global nuclear war started. So we have to watch where this goes. But this is something that they wanted us to know about. The next article, it looks like some of this stuff is still loading. This one Dave posted from New York Times. I'm going to click on it since it just seems not to be loading. At least the caption area is not loading for me at this time, so I'm going to just click on the article and just touch on it. So this one is tech firm signs digital Geneva Accord not to aid governments in cyber war, is what this title is from the New York Times. So just a brief blurb here. It says more than 30 high-tech companies led by Microsoft and Facebook announced a set of principles on Tuesday that included a declaration that they would not help any government, including that of the United States, mount cyber attacks against quote-unquote innocent civilians and enterprises from anywhere, reflecting Silicon Valley's effort to separate itself from government cyber warfare. The principles, which have been circulating among senior executives in the tech industry for weeks, also commit the companies to come to the aid of any nation on the receiving end of such attacks, whether the motive for the attack is quote-unquote criminal or geopolitical. Although the list of firms agreeing to the accord is lengthy, several companies have declined to sign on, at least for now, including Google, Apple, and Amazon. Now, I don't trust these folks because all of them have been in bed with the government, the U.S. government, from day one. And again, this Geneva Accord, the U.S. does not follow its own rules. It does not follow international rules. It literally controls the U.N. itself. So how are you even committing yourself to not practicing cyber war, participating, when you've been working for the same governments, including the government of the United States, and compromising its own citizenry? You've been creating technology that is destructive to the human organism, whether it's the actual radiation that's coming from this tech or the destruction of the mental state of people and the creation of drug-induced habits that are created by these electronics. So I don't trust the word they say. We'll have to see how that plays itself out. But I think that that's a pretty profound article to get into. And they're comparing it, I guess, to like a cyber version of the Geneva Convention. So that's a whole nother set of nonsense, because we know again that, like Dave says, all of these countries are in one big fraternity against us, the common folk. So let's see how that plays out. The next article was from the Washington Post, and again, it's not loading for me, so let me just click on it briefly. I know I want to get through this really fast. I know Brother Davis has a great show for everyone. This one is from the Washington Post. Trump, a reluctant hawk, has battled his top aides on Russia and lost. Now, it says President Trump seemed distracted in March as his aides briefed him at his Mar-a-Lago resort on the administration's plan to expel 60 Russian diplomats and suspected spies. The United United States, they explained, would be ousting roughly the same number of Russians as its European allies, part of a coordinated move to punish Moscow for the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter on British soil. So this is just, you know, in my opinion, it's a false flag that they're using to further sanction Russia, which is just going to cause the chess pieces to move around on the global chessboard, as they call it, the theater of war, in order to create the situation where they can collapse the global economy, go bomb people away, and then, of course, make millions and billions of dollars rebuilding the areas that they destroy. So that's my opinion on this particular article, but I would definitely say check it out. There's some interesting information in there regarding this particular situation. Now, the next one, is from Press TV that they posted. Russia warns of painful retaliation in the face of U.S. sanctions. The Speaker of the Russian Upper House of Parliament has warned of quote-unquote serious consequences of the U.S. sanctions imposed on Russia, saying Moscow's response will be precise and painful. That's quote-unquote precise and painful. Quote, no one should be under any illusions, unquote, Russia's Interfax news agency quoted Valentina Matvienko as she said this on Wednesday. So again, Russia is preparing to give back to the United States what the U.S. has given to them. This is just tying into this paradigm of retaliation. We already know that Iran, of course, Syria is on Russia's side, and China is definitely taking their side on the preemptive impotent strike that the U.S., France, and I'm forgetting the third, and Britain led against Syria and Russia pretty much at this time. So we'll see how this plays out, and hopefully the pain doesn't reach us at the bottom rung of the hierarchy here, because we haven't done anything to Russia. But sadly, it's the psychopaths that run the country have, so we're going to have to look for these things to come to fruition at some point. The next article is Moscow Times that they've posted. White House tells Russia that new sanctions are not coming. So you have the country that thinks it's the more powerful white supremacist country telling what they think is the less powerful white supremacist country that they're not going to send new sanctions. So it says WikiCommons, U.S. President Donald Trump administration has reportedly informed Russia that it does not plan to impose new sanctions, quote, in the near future, unquote. Within the past month, the United States has expelled 60 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions against 24, including Putin allies, over quote-unquote malignant activity, including alleged interference in the U.S. elections, which we all know that is nonsense. Scottians, exposed that ad infinitum, that they're just lying, and this is just a part of the paradigm of setting up the war paradigm so that, you know, bodies can drop and they can take people's daughters and send them overseas to die, you know, patriotically for this slave plantation that they call a country. The next article they posted was from Reuters, exclusive. China seeks trade firewall with U.S. allies. And so it says in a rush of, and it doesn't complete, but China's international trade representative held a series of meetings with the ambassadors from major European nations last week to ask them to stand together with Beijing against U.S. protectionism, according to four sources familiar with the discussion. So, again, the United States is trying to do what it does. It bullies other people. Anytime you try to move away from using the U.S. dollar, you start to get rid of those U.S. bonds and all that debt attached to it. Ultimately, the U.S. finds a way to physically make you pay. And if not that, financially make you pay in a trade war. So there's always some sort of warfare going on here. I would implore people, if you get the time, to watch the video, The Money Masters. It's about 3 hours long, a little over 3 hours, but it'll be a well-spent 3 hours. They drop quite a bit of history on just about every U.S. war up until 9/11, and they give you the details behind the financial reasons for the war, not the stuff that we're told in school, but the actual backstory, and a lot of it has to do with monetization and the U.S. creating its own money versus the Federal Reserve creating the money. So I would just say check that out if you get a chance, and it'll kind of give some insight into how the history of the United States as a violent country, all surrounding the monetary system and their dominance globally as far as their money being used, as far as like the petrodollar, etc. So the next one is from RT International. Britain admits OPCU did not confirm essential evidence on the origin of the Skripal poison. The British delegation to the OPCW has admitted that International Chemical weapons inspector did not confirm the origin of the nerve agent used in Salisbury spy poisoning. The UK's representative to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, Peter Wilson, said identifying the nerve agent is an essential part of the investigation, and that the OPCW has identified neither its origin nor the laboratory where it was produced. So again, they are automatically from day one blamed Russia. They claim that it was the nerve agent that Russia was known to use in past times, and now they're coming forward and admitting that they really don't know a darn thing. That's the way the system works. It's double speak, it's propaganda, it's we want you to think the way we want you to think, and this article is quite indicative of that kind of a situation taking place here. So the next one, I'm going to try and move forward a little fast. So I'm just going to jump into a couple that I posted as well. So here, this one I posted from CNN, Cerebrally Naive Network, like Dave calls them. And it says gunfire at the UN team in Syria stalls chemical weapons inspection. Chemical weapons experts who have been waiting for 5 days in Syria to inspect the site of a suspected gas attack were again delayed Wednesday after gunfire at UN security team forced it to turn back. Now, to me, this I believe that the chemical attack was instated by the U.S. forces in order to blame Bashar Assad for that so they can invade the country. And I believe the people shooting at the UN team are U.S. forces to prevent them from possibly exposing the fact that these chemical weapons did not come from Syria, but came from outside entity, i.e. the United States and its backers, in order to facilitate what we're seeing happening now. That has happened before, it will happen again, and that's probably exactly what happened here. That's my take on it. I could be incorrect, but I just wanted to, you know, just put that out there. The next one is from Lying Like a Fox Business, excavator blamed for an island-wide blackout in Puerto Rico. An island-wide blackout hit Puerto Rico on Wednesday as the U.S. territory struggles to repair an increasingly unstable power grid nearly 7 months after Hurricane Maria. Officials said an excavator accidentally downed a transmission line. Now, Puerto Rico can't get a break. It's already being treated as a colonial slave state from the time it was, it became a commonwealth of the United States. And it just seems the deeper that Puerto Rico gets in bed with the United States, the worse that they're abused and treated. And to me, this is a great sign for us black folks on the mainland to really do our best to divest ourselves from this system. Because Puerto Rico, you know, has been trying to make up. Because remember, Puerto Rico was a gift to the United States from Spain, their original colonizer. That's why they speak Spanish there. So ultimately, it's basically taking the slave and passing them around. Okay, I owe you something. So here's take these slaves and take their country, their island, and do whatever with it as you wish. So you know, I hope that they get that together, because I know quite a few Puerto Rican folks. Some of the people I grew up with, my close friends are Puerto Rican, and I know that they're suffering quite intensely there. So I'm really hoping that they get that together for those people, and that from what I understand, it seems like there's a takeover as far as rich white people buying up a lot of the property, similar to what happened in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina, which is something I predicted, and the vast majority of Puerto Ricans have been removed from the island, and most of them placed in Florida and other states around the country. So they're basically doing a land grab, and everybody's pretty much not too aware of it because of the way that it's not being reported. So I just wanted to toss that out there. Next, Fox Business. U.S. manufacturers seek relief from steel and aluminum tariffs. President Donald Trump's tariffs on imported aluminum and steel are disrupting business for hundreds of American companies and that buy those metals, and many are pressing for relief. So again, Trump's policies, his global policies of trying to dominate other people, are now hurting people at home. But this goes to show what Dave always says. They don't care about us. They care about their agenda. So these companies that need access to this aluminum and this steel, you know, and Jenna talked about that, because his job uses these metals. Essentially, this is who it's going to affect. The everyday person's bottom line, the everyday company's bottom line. And these psychopaths who run things don't care. So it's just another set of food for thought about things that they do, knowing that it's going to negatively affect the citizens, but yet they'll stand up on camera like Donald Trump does and say he's doing all of this wonderful stuff for the citizenry. BS. So let's move on. Next, I got this from ZDNet, and this is Data Firm leaks 48 million users' profiles scraped from Facebook, LinkedIn, and others. A little-known data firm was able to build 48 million personal profiles, combining data from sites and social networks like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Zillow, among others, without the user's knowledge or consent. LocalBot, a Bellevue, Washington-based firm, says it, quote, automatically crawls, discovers, extracts, indexes, maps, and augments data in a variety of formats from the web and from exchange networks, unquote. So again, this is a widespread situation, and this just ties into that www you put before a website, World Wide Web. It is a trap. It is a web. They didn't call it the web by accident. Spiders use webs to trap prey. We are the prey, and our attention is what they seek, because attention is dollars. And we'll get into that in a future show of Real Life as well. So that's that one. Also, this was really interesting. This is from Reuters. Syria sanctioned for smuggling people to U.S. border, says the Treasury Department. A Syrian man accused of trafficking Syrian and Lebanese nationals to the United States border was sanctioned on Wednesday by the U.S. Treasury, which said it was intent on disrupting his, quote, prolific human smuggling operations, unquote, around the globe. So this ties into, I told a story, I discussed the story, and also Scotty got in on that last year, where they had, I believe it was some Afghan immigrants that disappeared. It was like 20, almost 30 of them, and so between Canada and the United States, no one knows what happened to these people. Now you have this Syrian guy sanctioned for smuggling Syrians and Lebanese into the U.S. I actually said potential sleeper cells. We're going into a war paradigm. What if these are sleeper cells? They get up and they just start blowing stuff up or just gunning down innocent people. I see that being a possibility. It doesn't mean that's the case, but when you start things with other countries and they're doing things like this, sticking people, across your borders without you being aware of it, that's usually what it means, that you have an insurgent fifth column population that's there. So let's see how that plays out. Also, the next one is from Quartz.com. China wants to wean itself off foreign technology. Now it will see how hard that will be. Even before Donald Trump got into the White House and raised the prospect of a trade war with China, Beijing was aiming to reduce its reliance on foreign technology. In 2014, the government urged the military, banks, and state-owned enterprises to switch to domestic suppliers for any tech products or services that they use. Now, I'm just saying this. It might be an issue, but China's literally taken over the African continent as far as making connections with countries that have these metals. You also have the fact that, and I talked about this 2 years ago and then last year, China now owns every rare earth mineral site in the domestic United States. So really, I don't think that's true, but we'll see how that plays out. So yes, I think that it's going to be something a little bit different. Next is from Raw Story, and this is Meghan McCain berates James Comey to his face for not being more like J. Edgar Hoover. Former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover might have been a closeted racist and headed for a bureau that threatened civil rights activists, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. However, on Wednesday's episode of The View, co-host Meghan McCain told James Comey to his face that he should be more like Hoover. And I just said, essentially, they're trying to get back to when they were comfortable that they had control. When J. Edgar Hoover was there, they were comfortable that they had control over the black population and non-white population fighting their system. Now that things are going in a direction where they have lost and are continuing to lose control and their numbers are falling due to their death rate being higher than their birth rate, now they're trying to push to go back to, like Dr. Wilson said so eloquently before she passed away, they're trying to go back to slavery the way that we knew it. But back in the day, not us today, we don't know anything about it, but as far as just that overt brutality and suppression of our rights to commune against this system. So this is just, to me, it's just a beacon. It's a call out to white people to start acting in these ways. That's what I look at this as. So with that, we're going to, I think there's something else here too. Scotty posted this one. Okay. This one is from Global Research, and it is a disgusting conflict of interest. Theresa May's husband's investment firm made a quote-unquote financial killing from the bombing of Syria. It is common knowledge that Theresa May's husband, Philip, essentially acts as the unofficial advisor to the prime minister, a fact proven by the former conservative MP for Chichester, Andrew Tyree, who said during a Newsright profile of the PM's husband that, quote, Philip is clearly acting as informally an advisor to Theresa, unquote. So there it is. She's a psychopath racist. Her husband's a psychopath racist who has financial investments in the destruction of non-white lands. And obviously he's whispering in her ear, but I mean, he lays in her bed, so it makes sense that he would whisper in her ear. And ultimately, it's all about the destruction of non-white life and making buku bucks while doing so. So, yeah, a lot of food for thought. Check out those articles. With that, that'll close out what's in the news, and I would love to pull up Brother Davis and have him get into this Wise Wednesday and make this a great program. Brother Davis, are you there? Hey, Brother Scotty, do you see Brother Davis on the board?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Thank you very much.
Hey, peace and love, my brother. It's great to hear your voice. I'll please give Sister Davis my love and regards as well. I cede the floor to you. Peace and love, and I don't think a lot of people know this, but if you really know Rastafarians, the original term they used wasn't one love, it was one black love. So I'll say one black love to you. Peace and love. I'll meet myself, brother.
Peace, brother. We receive that. Welcome, brothers and sisters. I hope you have your pencils and pieces of paper ready, because all this time you've been told the battle's not yours, but it is. If we are not here to serve any other purpose, we are here to serve the purpose of making sure this world continues. The main purpose of making sure the world continues is that the balance of positive and negative stays scaled. Scaled means evenly balanced. But unfortunately, it is not. Before I take you to this place that exists as we speak, I want you to understand this, that everything positive that you do generates positive energy. Everything negative you do generates negative energy. So when people say, well, the devil made me do it, all they're doing is giving the strength, their strength, to the negative energies. The reason why the battle was so intense is because both positive and negative depend on humanity. So when humanity is cooperating, whatever direction the cooperation is going, you can see it in the world. So that brings us to what is going on in the world. What's going on in the media? What's going on in the food supply, the water supply? What's going on? What's happening to the people of the world? This is not by chance. And the reason why it's not by chance is because it's been by design for a long, long, long time. Now, there's always going to be good and evil, as some people say. But you have to understand that at one time, when a person made a decision, it was based on what is called human value. Some people like to think of it as having some sort of foundation in religion or spirituality, but it was still had human value. In the beginning, when people walked the face of the earth was the blessing to the people, and the people blessed the earth by learning more about it. We failed there. The reason why we failed is because we are under intense programming by the good old boys on the negative side. Now, why do I say the good old boys on the negative side? Because they have been planning this for a long time to lure the populace into such a state of disarray that they have no self-control. Oh, I'm quite sure you've seen that demonstrated. And if you haven't, you can literally go to the media. Take Facebook. If you go into Facebook, there are certain things you can't even allow your children to see. Why? Because that is evidence of the power of the negativity in the environment. The sad part about it is everybody thinks it's not them, but it is. That's why a foundation must be laid, so that you have a root from idea to decision. Now, what do I mean about a root from idea to decision? I mean that you have a certain standard of things you will not do. You have a certain standard of things that you will do. And when those standards have become skewed, then perpetuity steps. So what is perpetuity? Perpetuity is the ongoing opportunity. Well, I say ongoing because it doesn't stop. Opportunity to change your concept, your direction, your foundation. And some people very easily do it. You know why? Because perpetuity also comes with tools, and those tools, one of the major tools, is money. Yeah, buddy. You know people do almost anything for money. Or should I say, they don't know what they would not do for money. You can go on the average Facebook page, and their sisters and brothers to represent themselves in a manner that, that may not be who they are, but because they do it for money. I have friends who connected with Beyonce out of Houston. You know, she's from Houston, Texas. And when I talk to these friends, they say, you know what, the Beyonce, you see, that's not the Beyonce we were brought up with. But now she's getting millions and billions money. The whole industry of entertainment on every level is inundated with the very choice of negativity. And you see it. You hear it on the radio every day. The denigration of our women, calling us out of our names. This is all done for a reason. And the reason isn't because they are trying to control you. They are trying to inundate you so that you will give up control. You will be a peaceful sacrifice. Now, I lead you to that so you can understand where I'm taking you to tonight. Everything I'm telling you tonight is real. There are writings on this that go back centuries. I mean, some of them go back to ancient centuries. I'm about to expose to you what is considered to be the festival of sacrifice and the celebration of Moloch. Now, for those of you who have never heard that before, write it down. M-O-L-E-C-H. Because literally, the United States and London, and now many other cities, are putting up Towers of Babel. And they're doing this here in major foyers. What is a major foyer? New York City. Do you realize that New York City, on April 19th, 2016, they unveiled the Tower of Babel simultaneously while they did the same thing in the UK, London. You see, these forces are powerful and all over the world, but they want you to think that you have no power. But if you had no power, why would they go out their way to get you to believe you have no power, get you to believe in fear? Interesting how I said that, huh? But go, your movies out today are based on your fear and avenues of fear. Why? Because they do not want you to be contentful enough to challenge. When you're contentful enough to challenge, you do a due diligence for yourself. That is what all of these wise Wednesday shows are about. To get you to understand your self-truth. And in doing so, you start building your preparation process. What is your preparation process? To be able to confront fear on any level, totally by yourself. Now, you will not be unarmed unless you allow fear to paralyze you. Isn't that that's a very deep statement. Let me repeat that. You will not be unarmed unless you allow fear to paralyze you. So, let me expose you to some of this, because I know some of you are wondering, well, what all does this mean? Well, there's something called Moloch worship in America. And literally, it's alive and well. See, now, the Christians, if you read Leviticus 18:21, you should not give away your offspring or offer them to Moloch, nor shall thou profane the name of our God. Now, that's how it's written in the Bible. Leviticus 20, verse 2. Any man from the sons of Israel or from the alien sovereigning of Israel who gives any of his offspring to Moloch. See, this is in the Bible. This goes back farther than that. This is all about the worship of evil and how it has grown to a prominence that it has never seen in the time of humanity. And it has really put its testicles out there. Do you realize that the whole banking system is a testicle of Moloch? All of these people, powerful things that are going on, you've heard of the so-called secret societies, these are all extensions. The sad part about it is that there are powerful people all around the world that are very, very indulgent and really very giddy. You know why they're giddy? Because tomorrow, April 19th, is the first day of the Festival of Moloch. You know, it's sad to get to find out this way. But the truth is, you need to know these things. Because as long as you walk around blind, you find yourself being victimized by what is considered to be your own ignorance because you haven't made any attempts to grow in it. So let me tell you what, April 19th at the Temple of Baal, it's called the Festival of Baal to some over in Europe, there will be the blowing of the shofar. Now, for those of you who know, that's a ram's horn that's very intricate in the Christian faith or the Jewish faith, as well as being an alert or an alarm. Now, I'm bringing that to your attention because all of this is intermingled, okay? The Temple of Baal is going up in both New York and London on the 19th. It was a 1,000-year plan to go up around the world in the coming months. You will need to pay close attention to what is going on because the pattern of the scriptures are being described as happening right now. The highest officials in the land officially participate in this rebellion. The Temple of Baal is making a ceremony of its and it qualifies as an all-out rebellion against religiosity. But if it's connected to the office of president, we may enter into a whole new realm of judgment on a nation. Don't forget April 19th, because that's the first day. May 1st is the last day. See, there's 13 days of the blood sacrifice and the beast in the Festival of Baal. And you know what's sad is that a lot of people don't know about this. So let me give you an excerpt from an article. April 19th to May 1st, the blood sacrifice of the beast, is the most crucial 13-day period. Fire sacrifices required on April 19th. Now, I want you to hear that very clear. In this premise, April 19th is the first day of a 13-day satanic ritual day relating to fire, the fire god Babel or Moloch or Nimrod, the sun god, also known as Roman, god of Saturn or Satan or the devil. This is a major day of human sacrifice, demanding fire sacrifice with an emphasis on children. Did you hear that? With an emphasis on children. This day is one of the most important human sacrifice days, and as such, has had some very important historic events to occur on this day. I mean, I'm not going to give you a history lesson, but remember the date of April 19th when you get a chance, and then see what happened in history on that day. And then also remember the day of May 1st and see what happened in history between those 13 days. Let me tell you some things off the top. First of all, there are more children missing in this time period than any other time during the calendar year. Why do I say children missing? Because you heard me speak about what is going on. You picked up Facebook. You've seen the pictures of the kids missing. So-and-so went to school this morning at 7 o'clock. I came home at lunch at 1 o'clock, and she wasn't there when she's regularly there for lunch, but I just assumed she wanted to stay at school, so I went back to work. At 4 o'clock when I got home and she wasn't there, I was worried. This scenario plays over and over 1,000 times. We see it all the time. And in the media, you all know. Listen, I want you to become a part of this show tonight, because I don't want people to think for 1 minute that any of this that I'm telling you is a fabric of my imagination, because it is not. If you have heard or if you have read about a child being missing over the last week or over the course of this month, or I urge you to call in, because literally you would give credence to the fact that this is occurring and that this is real, and that as humanity, we're going to have to do something different than what we have been doing. You cannot do battle unarmed. So this is why Wise Wednesday has become such a pivotal point in my life, because I have to give you what I have learned that works, because there's going to come a time when I must apply everything that I have learned about myself in order to save my circumstance. And if that burden is one day placed upon you and you have not incorporated some of the things that we have talked about on this show, it is not my fault, by no means. I've talked to you about identifying, I've talked to you about programs, I've talked about eating, I've talked about singing, I've talked about preparation, I've talked about meditation, I've talked to you about being prepared. There has to come a time when you have picked up your pen and your paper and wrote something down to do your own personal due diligence on. That is the only way you have a personal revelation. Because if you don't have a revelation, you may be very well paralyzed with the fear that I'm telling you, you must not have. Because if you are, that's exactly what these people want. That makes you an easy kill. It is so important that our preparation goes beyond what we think our circumstance can allow. How many times have you heard me say, I believe I can achieve the impossible, when I don't know what the impossible is? Because I know that I can enhance the weaponry of my imagination to instill a physical damage upon whatever it is that I must do battle with. But I've trained myself. I've taken time to meditate and go inside to understand the dynamics of what it takes for me to just raise my hand. I must be able to not only communicate that, but to communicate with my body, to send the energy wherever it's needed. If I'm in pain, I must heal myself. If I must run, the body must produce what is needed for me to be able to achieve the goal that I have set. If you do not understand the importance of being able to conquer yourself, how can you conquer an enemy? My brothers and sisters, we are at war on a level that you could not possibly imagine. The very people who make the money that you seek are your enemies on another level. Oh, when it comes to you getting their money and doing transactions, they're not going to be your enemy there. But when it comes to your soul, they're constantly conning you. They have come from so many diverse circumstances that you cannot begin to see the whole picture. So let me bring some clarity to you. Do any of you know who Margaret Sanger is? You must have heard a comment about it during the election where Hillary said, Hillary Clinton, that is, I'm a great admirer of Margaret Sanger and what she represented to womanhood. Well, let me tell you what Margaret Sanger represented to womanhood. Do you know that she was one of the very few women on Adolf Hitler's elite team? Oh, I know. You probably weren't that in depth in your study, but she was. And when she came to the United States, she started a group here in the United States that has been designed exclusively for the destruction of black people. And the sad part about it is that she introduced the Planned Parenthood movement. That's right. You've heard Planned Parenthood, they're all over the inner cities. People say, oh, we're here to help you. Then you turn around and found out they were selling baby parts. When are we going to wake up? 50 million abortions have taken place since Planned Parenthood opened the stores. 50 million. Can you imagine, just for 1 minute, 50 million souls crying out because of the ignorance of a people who felt this was a solution designed by people who was trying to kill them anyway. Yo, y'all, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Getting pretty deep up in here. But I want you to know this is not a joke. Do you realize that we can't even communicate because of our egos, the very ego they implanted in us? Are y'all getting this picture? We are more self-destructive to ourselves by our bad habits than we are helpful to each other with good habits. Look out your window. I'm quite sure you'll see a sign out there that says, smoke this or drink that. Look out the window. You'll see somebody walking down the street smoking this or drinking that. And all of that's the destruction of your body. And sooner or later, you'll come back and say, oh, I wish I wouldn't have did it, but you did it for 40 years. When are you going to be true to yourself? When are you going to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I don't need this cigarette. I know they ain't killing me. I know they're stopping me from reaching my fullest potential if they don't kill me today. We have to take control because guess what? This is real, y'all. This is going to get worse before it gets better. And if we are not prepared to do battle, guess what? We are the victims. The sad part about it is that a lot of people don't even believe this. No, they don't. I want you to understand that whenever you need your people, they're there, but you must learn how to contact and converse with them. Not all of them are going to be there, but we have in our hands the opportunity to go into ourselves and expand on so many dimensions and levels that we could literally walk into a place and know who our friends are, who our enemies are, without saying a word. We have the ability to communicate on a level that they fear so much that they keep putting things in front of us to take our concentration in another way. This ain't no joke, y'all. Look at the media today. You got that video game they put on your head. Do you realize what that does? That allows them to plant sound and image directly into your brain. Some people say, oh, that makes me better. No, it don't. Listen, I'll tell you a personal story real quick. I got a grandchild, and he plays video games and basketball. And I mean, he's great at a video game and basketball, but to give him a basketball on the court, the boy's got gum on his shoe. You have to understand, okay, my wife corrected me on that, but you have to understand, this is the dynamic that they're teaching them. My wife was, this is my step-grandson, that's true. But And he literally is the type of person who is so ambitiously arrogant that he doesn't realize his shortcomings. It has nothing to do with me. I tried to tell him that his parent at an early age, look, this is going to have to be a priority with you. If you want this boy ever to function, this has got to be a priority with you. But you see, I can only get was so vocal in another person's situation because that is their situation. Now, 10 years down the line, you're beginning to see the dynamics of the problem. Everything is set in now. So now, when he's around a video game, he can't focus. He can't think. He can't read. And guess what? Now he got your girlfriend. What do you think is going to happen next? This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We're here to come up on a break, y'all. I'm trying to give you a lot of different avenues to this dynamic because I really don't want to listen to everything on you in the first few minutes. I really want you to call in. And call in and let me know if you heard about there's somebody missing, a young girl or a young brother missing, because literally it gets so much more deeper. That if you're participating, then literally other people can begin to realize that, you know, I've heard something like that, because this is truth, regardless of how raw it is. It has to be put out there so we understand that the challenges that are before us are inside, not outside. Once we defeat the challenges that are before us, we are prepared to do battle outside. Because I'm going to tell you something. They are weak, and they know they are weak. But if they keep you weaker, then they have less to worry about. So prepare yourselves, y'all. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones, and we're coming up on a break. Look, do me a favor, give me some calls after the break. I do have other areas and things about this they call them holy days, by the way. The holy days of evil. I'm serious, it's real deep. So give us some call. Let us know about people that you know or have heard of that have been missing. And add to the input of the show. Let's make this here a dialogue instead of a monologue. This is Brother Davis, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
We're back. Listen, I want y'all to understand this. This isn't over with the show. Oh, yeah, wow. I reached that end of that hour and I had to stop. But it gets deeper than this here. Moloch worship in America is shocking on many levels. You've seen it already, but you just didn't realize what was going on. You didn't realize what the signs were, what they meant. But literally, they're all over every city. And the sad part about it, that means that they have exercising power in a city that you may not even realize is here. Now, I told you about the abortions. Well, guess what? There's something called sacrificing to Moloch. These were the abortions that they sacrificed in the early years of science. And it's crazy. It is crazy. Just let me give you an excerpt. Moloch worship is an ambitious and unto God, which originated in the Amorites. One of the rituals connected to Moloch worship is sacrificing children into the Amorite god Moloch as an expression of their devotion to him. When Israel fell into adultery, which incidentally, if you read the Old Testament, sadly happens most of the time in their national history, one of the gods that they worship is Moloch. And thus, they offered up their sons and their daughters as human sacrifice to it. Such a practice is an utter abomination unto the Lord. Are y'all beginning to realize the dynamics here? This goes back a long way. They practice sexual perversion. Now, why did they say sexual perversion? Because there was nothing they would not do. There's nothing they did not try. And the sad part about it is that they failed to realize, or we failed to realize as a people, that this is going on today. Once again, it says here, the first and second commandment is firstly the violation of the sixth commandment against murder, Exodus 20:13. Secondly, it is taking God's good gifts of offering to those gifts to God as a sacrifice, to unto a God as a sacrifice, worthless life idols. I want you really to see that today we are in a war that goes far beyond the television and the news media. This war comes into our homes every day in one manner or another. And the sad part about it is a lot of times we bring it in. We fail to realize the power of paganism in the world today. Moloch worship includes sexual worship. Isn't that interesting? In the 40-year wilderness wandering in the back skills, the wicked, stone-hearted, rebellious Israels chose the wrong God and the wrong tabernacle. They preferred to worship the God's idol and demons instead of the one God. God warning against worship. Worshiping Moloch, the Kenite fire god, is given a righteous context. See, I want to point all these things out to you because literally, there's nothing I can do about them by myself. But if you train your mind, you train your body, you get to understand the facets of truth. Remember, one Wednesday night, I was talking about how the energy in your body can be controlled by your mind, but your mind must be subtle enough to be able to understand. And how do you do that? You must go into a state of meditation. Well, see, all of these states of meditation sharpens your tools because, see, when you know how to operate this body to fullest extent, you will know how to give power to the weapons you choose through your breathing process, whether it be through your nostrils or whether it be through your mouth. But these are all parts of how to operate the tool. And if we're not understanding, this is Brother Davis, brother, please, Eddie, bring in, mention your name and where you're calling from and add to the show.
This is Jenna, calling out Chattanooga. I had a real quick question, and I'm sure some of the listeners was wondering the same thing. I know you've been talking about spirituality and stuff for quite some time, and it's weird to hear you talk about this these Christian beliefs. I'm pretty familiar with some of the stuff you're talking about, and it normally happens over Passover when these children go missing. About a year ago, Brother Mel had sent me a video of this Rabbi Finkelstein where he talked about, forgive me for the noise, I'm outside with my son, he building stuff with wood, so it might be a little bit of noise, my apologies.
Okay, well, go ahead here, brother.
But he was talking about all of the children that get sacrificed, and also stated that some of those children get put into these they get grinded up and put into some of these restaurants, McDonald's, and restaurants like that. So I'm just wondering, what made you switch the focus from African spirituality to pay attention to these ritual practice of Judaism, I guess that's what it would be. And I put myself on mute. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's an excellent question, my brother. Because, see, I always believe the power is in our African spirituality. But I always knew there was an enemy that was much more conducive in its appearance than African spirituality. And see, the biggest problem I had when I was really starting to do the due diligence on this is because it made me realize more and more why they don't want us to identify with African spirituality. You see, African spirituality gives us the ability to travel in areas and do things that are far beyond our ability to believe. So therefore, if we don't believe we can't even begin to imagine we can until we do it. You see, once we do it, ain't no turning back, and they know that. So it is to their advantage to keep doing what they're doing. What are they doing? They're controlling the world. They're starting wars. They're not starting wars directly with us, as we know a war to be with us. You know why? Because they've been at war with us from day one. They've always been in war with us. There's no way they can get around it. The sad part about it is that we fail to realize the depth of our enemy. We fail to realize how far he is willing to go to achieve his goal. And his goal, literally, is to pervert everything positive in the world. Everything. He's killing it. He's killing it in such a way that he has us looking at it as if this has a logical path to it. It does not. Give me a logical path to make artificial food that offers a body no nutrition but wants you to eat it. And then turns around, and when you say, well, we want to know what it is, so label it, he's willing to take his very same dollars because he has an unlimited supply and force his issue down your throat so much you can't even get him to label it fake food or Franken food. So there's a lot of people out here right now that's in the war being submitted because they don't know that what they're sticking in their mouth is a very thing that's going to kill them. And here's the sad part, my brother. A lot of people that are doing this are very intelligent people. They just don't want to believe the truth. We had no choice. Guess what? This is on our doorstep. It's been on our doorstep for a while. If it wasn't for these very same people, there would never be a Fukushima. Everybody knew when they was first introduced to the world, there was a way to be able to have nuclear energy without having the disaster aspect. But you know what? They chose the disaster aspect because the byproduct of that nuclear energy gave them a weaponry material, something they can make a weapon out of. If they would have used thorium, literally, thorium would have subdued the radioactive aspect of it to the degree where it made it very, very natural. What do I mean natural? I mean it wouldn't have been, you could literally put it in the ground and it would degenerate. But no, they didn't want that. They couldn't make an atom bomb. Your question is very good, my brother. And that's why everybody listening got to understand, you got a responsibility in this. No longer can you sit back and think you got free idle time. You do not. Because you still haven't learned how to deal with self-truth. How can I expose you to the multiplicity of bringing many minds together for one issue? How can I bring many talents together for one issue? It ain't got to be me. It can be anybody in any part of the world that the VCs, those people who are prepared, can put them into a state in which all of their power is generated through one source. Think about that. If 50,000 people have one thought and one person, you know how to direct that energy? How awesome that one person could be for that 50,000 people. This is why we must learn these things. People think it, when I say you have to learn to breathe, people think there's only one or two ways to breathe. The dynamics of breathing go into such a level that people live on just air. Don't take my word for it. The term is breatharian. Look it up, because every time I say come with a pencil and a piece of paper, this is what you need to do. You need to take a term like breatharian and look it up. It's going to educate you. This is why I have to bring this out. I have to bring this out because I'm going to tell you, the world is in such a state right now. If we go to a major war, they want, hear me, they want to take the wellspring of life and put them in battle. We cannot have a race if we give up the wellspring of life. I have a picture where I'm kissing the crown of my wife's head. And the caption under it is, I would subdue the world for the opportunity to kiss the crown of the wellspring of life and surrender mine for the cause. I see a person looking and say, man, that's real powerful. What does that mean? His wife, the guy's wife, said, the wellspring of life is the vessel in which children come into the world. And I looked at her. Listen, this woman didn't know me from Adam. We and her said a few words, and we went off in two different directions. We have to understand that our purpose here is far beyond this material crap. I mean, it comes and goes. Listen, your spirit is the only thing that is infinite. All this other stuff is temporal. Even what we're going to go through in this war, it's temporal. But we got to go through it if we're going to save enough to regenerate. This is not a joke, y'all. Because every time you go outside and you're bopping your head to some sound and you're not listening to the words, and then all of a sudden you get a chance to listen to the words and you find out you're bopping your head to somebody saying in the background, I love men because men make me feel good. Well, if you would have listened to the words and you heard that, you wouldn't have been listening to that, because you don't even know what the next excerpt of the words would be. And if so, is that what you would indulge in? They know what they're doing. You see, they robbed the great libraries. They know what the universal laws are. They know how to affect things in you that you don't realize is going on, because they took all of the teachings and tried to understand as best they could on the level they were on. But that happened thousands of years ago, so now they have developed themselves to a state where they're beginning to put the pieces together. Oh, if we make slaves out of them, we must take this away from them so they won't have a connection with the truth. And if we, as long as we say that they can't read, they will not be able to pick up a book without us killing them, that will keep them away from the truth. Look at all of the years that had to pass before we had the initiative to make the forceful effort, and that's what it costs much, much more than I can put in words, to be able to sit down now with my 8-year-old granddaughter and listen to her reading and smile with joy. There's been great causes for these things. So we have to prepare ourselves to do battle with the very same enemy who literally is telling you, pay your taxes. This is what they don't tell you. That tax they take out all year is more than enough to cover the cost of the country. All that other money that's going in there, they're doing things of evil. They're building machines of destruction. They're going into your communities with a force of people telling you that you broke laws that didn't exist so that they can do to you whatever they want to. Because guess what? They made you think that you're an emotional people, and then turn around and tell you, forgiveness is good. And the predominant amount of our people believe that forgiveness is good. The sad part about it is that them people don't forgive nothing. Evil doesn't have forgiveness in its contract. The sad part about it is that we got black people. Remember the church in Charleston? Remember what happened a day or two after the church when the people came for black people? We forgive this man. Listen, I'm not being condemning on them forgiving. I'm just showing that's something they never done for you. We have to come to the realization that we cannot live in the blind fantasy land that they've created for us. They change the narrative anytime you come across with a point that makes sense. Why? Because you expose truth. A perfect example, Colin Kaepernick. When he told them what he was doing, they changed the narrative. They know what they're doing. So we must know what we're doing. We must learn to do better. We must stop shaking our booties all over the TV set, all over the internet. We must stop indulging ourselves in our animal nature. Because when you indulge yourself with your animal nature, that's where your instinct stays, and they know that. That's how they can kill you on the street and say,
I fear for my life. Yeah, he was just a big black guy. 5'3", 180 pounds, and I'm 322 pounds with a weapon of automatic destruction, and I feared for my life. Are you still going to fall for that?
We have to begin to elevate ourselves on a level that we become impressed. When you can elevate yourself on a level that you can become impressed every day when you wake up, you feel good all over. Sometimes when I wake up, I just laugh because I meet the day with a joy that I've never experienced before because I'm constantly trying to make it better. Not just for me, but for my mind to go out and do the work that needs to be done. I seek the opportunity to help my people in every chance I can, but there are some that are just so inundated with their animalistic nature. The only thing you can do is say, brother, when you've grown, father, check me out. And I can't do no more than that because some of them lag it there. Do you realize, this is going to trip you out, do you realize that most men, because of the programming, before they even know a woman's mind, they observe her body in such a manner to think they're a connoisseur? Oh, this is true. This is real. I mean, I have met sisters that as they're walking up to me, they smile, they say hello, and we pass, and it's exhilarating because I knew I wasn't focusing on her physical body on the level I used to. I enjoyed the smile. I don't even know what she was thinking, but she was having a good day, appeared to me. And just because she spoke to me and said hello, and I could do the same in return, that was a personal joy. I'm going to tell you, man, we have gotten so far away from who we are as a people that we have to fight to get back there. And I mean it's a fight, brothers. I mean it's a serious fight, sisters. Because we have been seriously and heavily and daily programmed. It's hard for me to describe to you what it was like when I decided I was going to make the change. Because I still had all my old natures, okay? And when I looked at women, I turned around and looked back. I don't do that no more. I listened to women. I used to listen carefully to see what the opportunity was. I don't do that no more. That's good to enjoy the pleasantry of our voice or their voices, because literally that is the beauty of being in the company of feminine energy. It's not about their physicality. It's about what their mind can add to your mind as brothers and sisters moving forward. Because literally when you think that you must be the conqueror, you only think of conquering. But when you think that you're building, you will only think about building. Start with yourself. Build on you, because that's what I did. I had to build on me first, okay? And I mean, there were times when it was hard. It was hard because just like lust is heavy in every other man's heart, it used to be heavy in my heart too. But I defeated it. I defeated it by reading things that were going to take me away from that animal nature. I started reading about the tree of life. I started reading about the purposes of each individual level of all the 11 levels. I could go into them, but literally a lot of you ain't going to really understand that. But I had to dump that Western crap out of my mind and fill it with positive energy. So now when I sit down and I think, I don't have to stay there long, because I know I can pick up something to read to add, that will add to me. And the best part about that is I can be that example for my children and my grandchildren. And we can converse about anything, because this is going to be on their doorstep. So I got to break different things in order to build other things. And we talk. The whole thing about this transformation is that each one must work on them. You really can't help other people other than telling them your experience. But when you help yourself, you become the example. And therefore, you become a greater tool to other people. Because then they know that they can achieve these sort of things. They know they can begin to grasp a greatness that has been dormant within them that they fail to see because of what is going on around them. And guess what? They know. Believe me, they know. That's why they... Have you ever seen any time in humanity when death and destruction were so indiscriminate?
Okay, never.
Please, brother, add to the show. But we have to take responsibility individually. We can't. We can get together with groups, but when we get together with groups, we should be doing things like meditating or Tai Chi. But even if you're having an open discussion, stay on the subject matter. Don't let somebody come in and change the sway of the thought process, because then you defeat your purpose. We have to build. We have to see the importance of us coming together on a greater level. It ain't got to be a physical level. I'm doing things sometimes where I say, well, look, I can't be there, but you tell me what I have to do. I'll make that contribution until I can be there. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times, that's just how it has to be. When I come to do this show at night, I prepare for the show because I understand the importance of these seeds that I drop. And although I may not see great trees now, the great tree may not be you. It may be your child. And the seed that I drop may not take root in you, but it may take root in your child. And you have to understand that that seed may be cultivated by you the whole time, and then one day you see it come alive and you get the benefit of the fruits of your labor. This is why it's so important for us to step up now. We have to teach our children. Our children are truly the targets that they seek. That's why they steal children. They know children in the right circumstances, coming up under authority is going to obey authority. But see, that can't happen to somebody who's a teenager or who has grown beyond that. You know why? Because they're thinking something entirely different. They're thinking, no, don't put your hands on me now, because I'm going to tell you, I'm a bang. Some of these people out here, they got drugs. That's right. These kids ain't just throwing to them. They got drugs they're putting in them. And they got some crazy stuff out here now. I don't know. Have anybody ever heard of this stuff, this zombie drug called Flaca? That scares me. I mean, these people are just zombies. They got another drug that, all you got is blood in their face and the person submits to you. Anything you want. I mean, that should scare you. These things are around today. You may not realize it, but they may be working full blast in your neighborhood. And it's not counting the heroin and the cocaine and all that other stuff. It's literally destroying us as a people. That's why I keep saying we can't save everybody. But if everybody makes an attempt to save themselves, we can form something. We can build on what we have. But everybody must see themselves as a responsible part of this. And I mean not just here, all over the world. Because when it happens all over the world, all of a sudden, then our numbers speak for themselves. Can you imagine? Just give me a minute here. Can you imagine all of the black people in India focusing in a meditative state on saving the world, and then each country full of black people do the same thing? We would be changing the cosmological dynamics of nature. But until you grow to understand the importance, can never happen. We are, our weapons are not their weapons. We do not have weapons of destruction. Even if you are emotionally want revenge, then you must get that under control. That's what is so important about self-truth. Because you cannot defeat them fighting like them. They know that. Your battle is an entirely different kind of battle. The way you see war is entirely different from the way they see war. But if you don't develop the main tool, it's going to be the impetus of the transition that you're trying to bring about, it will never happen. I'm telling you, it will never happen. There are things happening in multi-dimensions all around us. I mean, literally. I know y'all think I was crazy if I told you I moved through them. I've seen things. Y'all say, man, this guy's off. I'm telling you. The key to opening these doors are starting inside and leaving outside alone. Many a time I have said to you, you cannot change what's going on outside, but you can what's going on inside. Because I'm trying to get you to understand that inside of you is the true exposure of you. And when you get exposed to yourself and you go into these states, you begin to realize that you cannot be contained. Let me repeat that. When you get inside of yourself and you start developing yourself, you will realize that you cannot be contained. The power is far beyond your imagination, because your imagination will be the impetus of your power. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Let me say that again. Okay. It will go beyond your imagination, because your imagination will be the impetus of your power. We're coming up on the last section of the night show. I'm going to give you a little bit more background on these evil worship festivals. And the reason why is because I want you to be prepared. This can happen at any time to anybody, because it's so prevalent in the world. I mean, this perfect example Donald Trump being elected. When Donald Trump was elected, did you notice how all of the alt-right group felt emboldened? Oh, yeah, we got a racist in the White House. So I don't give a damn, you know I'm racist. I knew he was racist for a long time. But I mean, you just feel better than being blatant with it, which is what they are now. You can. How many of y'all seen that video of the two military girls who parked into a restaurant, went inside, and the lady was upset that they took her parking spot, and went to go inside and fight them? And check this out. She had a disability card in her car because of her husband, and her husband wasn't with her. But she was willing to go in and confront these people about a parking spot that she felt she had a right to. Oh, by the way, she went to jail. You understand what I'm saying here? She went to jail because the officer seen everything was black. Sooner or later, we can wake up the world. But we got to start waking up ourselves first. So all of you sisters out there, we're talking about, oh, the sun is out, the day is warm, the water is cool, I'm going to walk in my blessing. Get on your knees and meditate. Build your blessing up. Lift yourself to a higher level so that you don't have to just walk in your blessing. You can levitate in it. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm hoping I get your attention. Look, we're going to take a break, and after the break, we're going to come back. It's your last opportunity. Call in and add to the show. And I know before I said that if you knew anybody was missing, to call in and let other people know. Listen, they're still open. Just pick up your phones. Let this be a monologue. I mean, let this be a dialogue instead of a monologue. This is Brother Davis, and we'll be right back.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, this is these days of evil is not something that's just conducive to America. This is all around the world. I mean, there are people in every country who are celebrating this on some level. And actually, in Bohemian Grove in California, they have a large celebration. They even bring out these here statues. One is Athera, and she's the concubine of the so-called Lord Moloch. And they celebrate this through sexual rituals, orgies, gambling, drinking. And Asura, she exercises the captive power over primitive Canaanites. See, this is a pagan worship that often leads to sacrifice of their children upon fiery altars done to Moloch. They literally kill their children, and they burden their bodies with this process. Now, the burden of their bodies may mean that they have done, they use them for sexual acts. The sad part about it is that they don't see this as a problem. And, you know, the Bible writes about all of these things. The only reason why I know that is because of many years I studied the Bible. Many years I studied the Bible. And I see some of the stuff that I'm coming across. Now, I can identify with some of these verses. And so we fail to realize that this is going to happen, okay? Because these people are building sexual relationships between a false god set as an example of unbridled sensitivity among their worshipers. So when they get together, you might see anything going on in this crowd, okay? And then they take and collect all the children that are there, and who knows what condition that they're in, okay? And they go through this process over and over for that 13 days. 13 days. And this takes a place all over. Now, the reason why I mentioned, is there someone in queue? Okay, the reason why I mentioned Bohemian Grove, because it says over here, nearly 2,000 carefully selected government officials, corporate tycoons, and other luminaries, men of power and shapes that shape the future, assemble privately every July the Redwood Forest, about 65 miles north of San Francisco, to plan. The meeting includes a sovereign ritual that features the Druid burning of the effigy of the altar with chants in robes and in courses, and wild drinking and promiscuity. Richard Nixon once famously described this gathering as the most faggoty goddamn thing he could ever imagine, but he was there. The bizarre pagan ritual at Bohemian Grove, the consummation of care ceremony, is practiced by its members, all men, including both President Bush, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Alan Green, they give it names here, Richard M. Nixon, Jimmy Carter, Walter Cronkite, Colin Powell, Henry Kissinger, to name a few, at the meeting held every July in order to celebrate, prepare for the celebration. Oh, wow.
Hey, Brother Davis?
Yes, yes, my brother, speak. And, your name and then speak.
This is Max Farthas, host of New Abolitionist Radio, listening in on Bohemian Groves.
So, excellent, Brother Max.
For the past few days, I have been doing some research and studying the Nixon tapes, because there's only one guy right now who is editing all of it, and there's like thousands of hours worth of material, so I don't feel comfortable with one white guy out of Texas going through all of these tapes about Nixon, especially because he was so involved with the war on drugs. Maybe there's some things in there that we could use as evidence. In any case, while doing that, I found Nixon discussing, I believe it might have been with Ehrlichman, the Bohemian Groves. During this time, in 1971, he was talking about how most of the media CEOs are members. He was talking about how he had literally bought out MSNBC and CBS to not speak about the Bohemian Groves. He talked about that, like literally, how much he spent and everything. And he also talked about how politicians, many of them, as you pointed out, are members of the Bohemian Groves, and they have to choose loyalty to the Grove over loyalty to their nation. I don't think anyone has ever heard this particular conversation before. As I said, it's still, these tapes are still being researched. People are still going through them. And I was shocked to find that in 1971, because, you know, the Bohemian Groves, it wasn't a lot of talk about that until Alex Jones made it famous when he went in and found them actually worshiping this god of who, and doing this event called the Cremation of Care, where they burn either alive or a real or a fake body in this cremation of care. And it,
absolutely.
Researchers have shown that they actually brought in African-American children in the 30s and in the early 1900s and used them as live people that they would sacrifice to this god.
Brother Max, you have given credence to everything I've been saying. I can't thank you enough, brother. But you know what, my brothers and sisters, this is the type of information that's out there with a little due diligence you can find. Max didn't know nothing about my show tonight. He was doing something entirely different, but yet our information crossed. Thank you, brother Max. Is there anything else you want to add to the show, man?
Go ahead, brother, speak.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother Max. This is Ross. I wanted to kind of piggyback off of what Brother Max just dropped, because there's a whole bunch of hidden information about this. But all people have to do, I just want to read a couple paragraphs from the Jewish Virtual Library. And this speaks directly to Moloch. And Moloch is actually the Jewish variant of the name Malik, which means king. So let me just read this briefly. Evidence concerning Moloch worship in ancient Israel is found in the legal as well as in the historical and prophetic literature of the Bible. In the Pentateuch, the laws of the Holiness Code speak about giving or passing children to Moloch, Leviticus 18:21 and 20, and Leviticus 20 verses 2 through 4, and the law in Deuteronomy speaks of passing one's son or daughter through fire. Although Moloch is not named in the Deuteronomy passage, it is likely that his cult was the object of the prohibition. The author of the Book of Kings speaks about passing one son and daughter through fire. That's 2 Kings 16:3, deals with the son, Kings 17:17, Kings 21:6, and then 2 Kings 23:10 speaks about passing one son or daughter through the fire to Moloch. Some scholars interpret the phrase Lahabir Ba'esh as a reference to divinatory or protective right in which children were passed through a fire but not physically harmed. However, the same phrase, Lahavir Ba'esh, is found in an unmistakable context of burning in Numbers 31:23. Other biblical texts refer to the sacrifice of children. Psalms 106:37-38 speaks of child sacrifice to the unnamed idols of Canaan. In prophetic sources, Jeremiah 7:31 and Ezekiel 20:25-26 speak disapprovingly of sacrificing children to Yahweh for the bad statutes, quote-unquote, referred to by Ezekiel. Excuse me, that's in Exodus 22:28-29. Jeremiah 19:5 speaks of sacrificing children to Baal. Ezekiel 16:21, also Ezekiel 20:31, 23:37, and 39 of sacrificing children to unnamed divinities, as does Isaiah 57:5. And none of these is there a mention of Moloch. Only in Jeremiah 32:35 is Moloch mentioned by name, and there he is associated with Baal. I'll stop there. Now, when they talk about passing the child through fire, that goes back to the story of Asar set in Heru, when she went searching for Asar's body after his body washed, his coffin washed up on the shores of the Middle East, and a tree grew around it when she made her way into the queen's court. The queen caught her turning into a swallow and actually putting her child in fire while she was wailing because of the death of a Saar. Now, this was an ancient purification ritual, which is what they're speaking about when they pass the children through fire, but they don't get burned. Basically, it's burning the negative aspects off of the spirit of the child is what they're referring to, but this is, again, a corruption of our practice. Also, I thought the article in yesterday's, we had a great show yesterday, but in yesterday's show for Foundational Radio, that also deals with the fact that Baal is actually Narmer. So you're talking about the worship of the first king of Kemet. So this is really dating back to the worship of black people. It has now been corrupted, perverted, and inverted by the colonizer to go through these demonic rituals of child sacrifice. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So when you get to the root cause of all of this, you're talking about the holistic worship of the first king of Kemet, Narmer/Mena, or Menes, as he might be called. And that, and if you, and in the article I posted, they show the images of Narmer and they show the images of Baal. Baal didn't come into existence until 1000 and change BC. Narmer dates back to 4100 BC. So this is telling you again, just like they worship Imhotep, they worship Narmer as well. And he is the deity that was known as Baal in the Middle East. And that worship was corrupted into this demonic stuff that we're seeing today. So I just wanted to put that out there and just add to that, because this is telling you in this text that all throughout the Bible, they're talking about sacrificing children. They're talking about sacrificing them through fire and the letting of blood. So then again, I just want to touch on that for you and just add a little bit to the discussion. Peace and love. And hopefully if Max has something else to add, he will. So I do apologize for interjecting, good brother. One love.
Thank you, my brother. What about you, brother Max? You got something to add?
I would just wonder if that is the secret societies that Kennedy spoke of before he died. Very curious, because they put a lot of power on this Bohemian Groves and who's involved. And I've heard sitting senators refuse to speak of it and say that they had sworn an oath not to speak of it. And I'm assuming that means they couldn't even testify before Congress on such an issue. So that means their loyalty is not to the nation. And that's very alarming to think so many people in power and in media are in those positions. So yes, that's all I want to say. Thanks.
Thank you, my brothers. Thank you both intently. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of times when I do this show, I'm doing it off my research, and when people call in and give content to the same subject matter, that only gives credence to what I'm trying to get them to understand about their and being able to make the change, but it must start with them. Because I'm going to tell you something, these people, they think that they're in control now. They think that they don't have to worry about nothing. But that's why they keep constantly attacking us. Because literally, we are the key. There's something, the role that we have to play is key, but we haven't begun to understand it because we have gotten so caught up, so-called programming that they have us going through. And the sad part about it is that just like some things that one man once said to me, the reason why there's so much sin in the world is because sin is pleasurable. And this is exactly where a lot of us are. We're so caught up in the pleasurism of what we're experiencing instead of doing the work of being able to climb out. And the sad part about it is that the ones who are ready, a lot of them don't know how. This is why we need to have shows like this, so people can call in to add their content. A lot of times when I do the show, I try to make sure that what I give you, you can use in order to help yourself grow or do due diligence so that you can grow based on a little bit of material received from me. Because guess what? This, what being here, is an act of love. Because far beyond the show, I'm growing. Do you realize how much I begin to realize the battle that we have before us when I'm doing my due diligence on just what is going on in the world that these people are doing, let alone being able to do it indiscriminately? Yeah, we got our work to cut out ahead of us, but we just the people to do it. We just got to rise. But you cannot rise unprepared. You have to prepare yourself. And when you prepare yourself, believe me, when the battle comes, you'll be ready for it. A lot of times we fail to realize that when we do what we do, somebody's going to benefit from it. So why can't that person benefit by it, be our people? Every
Brother
day Dan, when I meditate. Yes, Brother, please add.
I would like to say that I call that learning out loud, because it is a learning process that involves myself and the people around me who get to see it and catch the shortcuts along the way and contribute. So learning out loud, sounds like a good phrase.
Excellent. Good content, Brother Max. Great content. And I'm going to tell you, I really, it starts with the individual. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. It starts with the individual. And when you start that transition and start growing, because I'm telling you about my personal experience trying to break away from my animal lust years. When I say the animal lust years, I mean I looked at women as objects, because that was the environment I was in. That's the inundation that was upon me, and that was the program I was following. That waking up thing, it requires some time. That's not going to happen overnight. Until now we're moving into we are 50 years into the age of Aquarius. So now people are going to start waking up more and more and more. But remember, when you wake up, that doesn't change you. You have to initiate to change yourself, because you're still going to wake up with new ideas living in the old ways. So you're going to have to change your old ways to reach the dimension of your new ideas. And a lot of times, it's hard. I'm telling you, it's hard. It's like a person that has a drug. When they're caught up on a drug, they can't just walk away from that drug in most cases. They got to work their way away from that drug. You cannot be addicted to a drug, go away for 2 or 3 weeks and come back to the same drug environment. No. That's what I was saying about you got to dump that Western crap that they give you that you don't never use, and fill that space up with something that becomes a knowledge for you. And that way, when you look at a sister, you can say, wow, I bet she's powerful. Look at the way her hair is out. If her chakras is as powerful as her hair, then when that Kundalini crowns up her, she's going to be radiating energy. And that's what you will see. But when you're looking at them from a different perspective, that is what you're going to see. If you look at them on the first floor, you're going to stay on the first floor. If you look at them on the highest floor, you're going to be on the highest floor. My brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis. We're coming up on the last few minutes, because I always like to get out of here and give them at least 10 minutes. So now you know what we are into. These days, this festival lasts until May 1st. I would suggest that you definitely keep your eyes open. If you see something that seems unusual, take a little initiative. That happened to me and my wife one day. It was like a 4-year-old kid walking. And we was in a pickup truck. And I turned and said, Erica, you see that? She said, yeah, who is he? I don't know. I don't see no parents around him. I turned my truck around almost in the street. Then when I went, I had to drive up the wrong way just to ask the child who he was. But when I was driving up the street, there was a brother who was a security guard at a parking lot that was there. And the brother said, no, I know who he is. I've talked to his parents, and he gets out the bus on the corner here, and he has to walk to that apartment building over there. And the mother's probably in the window. But he said, what I seen when you and your wife acted, then I see you turn the truck around, and then when you come up the one-way street, he said, that's the type of consideration that does my heart good. He said, but no, he's okay. And he called the child's name, and the child waved at him. And he must have looked up at his apartment, because when I looked over to the apartment building, there was a window open and somebody was sitting in it. So this must have been a routine. But I like that, because it shows a sincerity that went beyond my understanding. But it was soothing to me to know that what I was thinking wasn't what was happening. Because me and my wife, we both thought maybe the child was just in a circumstance where he might have been lost. We didn't know. But we knew one thing. He was too young to be walking out there where he was at by himself. My brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Oh, I'm glad you have allowed me to come into your home this evening. I'm hoping that I've given you some information on what is to come and what you can do to implement change. Because regardless of what I say to you, the responsibility is yours. Because there may come a time where we will meet the place where you least expect. And I may have to demand something from you, or you may have to demand something from me, but I want you to know I'm going to do what I can before that time to be prepared so we can meet the need together. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Once again, I want to thank you. Remember, The festival of Moloch runs between the 19th of April and the 1st of May. So during that period of time, I ask you to be a little due diligent in everything you do. And understand this, that when you make a change in your life, all of those around you will see that change. And that may be the seed that they need to become more like you. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Once again, thank you for allowing me to come. I want to thank everybody that called in. I want to actually special thank Max Parkus. Max has a lot on his schedule, and to give us some time on my show is a real blessing to me, because I haven't met Max, but we've always had a lot of common things. And, you know, when I say common things, I mean we have common natures that brought us together in conversation or issues, but literally we're on the same path. You always identify the warriors that are laboring through the circumstance. And that's exactly what we are. We're warriors laboring through the circumstance, but we shall prevail. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I'm out. Brother Scotty.
Yeah, Brother Ross, did you have any comments you want to close this out, please? Brother Ross, you there?
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, I just wanted to also let people know, when they go to that Jewish Virtual Library, you're going to find that they bring up the Phoenicians and make a claim that the Phoenicians practiced child sacrifice. That is incorrect. I did my research on that. What they found was a burial ground for children. And, of course, because these people were melanated, they had to make this connection as if there was child sacrifice. If you do your research, you'll find that the Phoenician people were actually from Eritrea. Eritrea was actually a part of the ancient Ethiopian Empire, and they broke off after Britain infused their white supremacist machinations in that area. So the Phoenicians were actually Eritreans who relocated to the Levant, and they were also the first people to circumvent the African continent at the behest of the Egyptian power structure in ancient times. So I just wanted to let people know you're going to see that if you go to that site, and it's not correct. Actually, it was a child burial ground. It was not a sacrifice. And also, I just wanted to say thanks again for the opportunity, Brother Scotty, and peace to you, Brother Davis, and Sister Davis as well. Much love to you guys. Had a great show, and I'm glad that we were able to get into this cult of Moloch. And just actually, if you go into the thread from yesterday for Foundational Radio, you'll find the other article I put up that will explain that Baal was originally Narmer, and how this festival was originally something that was positive, and it was actually dealing with the worship of our ancestors, and that was then corrupted into this demonic ritual as far as the cult of Moloch. So that's what I wanted to say, and just say thanks again, my brother. Thanks for everybody that joined us this evening, both listening and those who called in. Brother Max, I love you, good brother. I wish you all the best, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace and love, Brother Scotty, to you as well.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.